We have Anthony Becht coming up at 11 o'clock. He does the Jets, so we'll have some fun talking some Jets with him. We have Ian Eagle coming up at 11:40, one of my all-time favorite people and favorite broadcasters. He's on the Jets game this weekend as well with his new partner, J.J. Watts. We'll have some fun talking to Ian a little bit later on next hour as well. There is some Mets news, BT, that I wanted to get to. Andy Martino of SNY reporting. Now, he says Brandon Sproat is in, quote, strong consideration for a start with the Mets. That's what he's saying there. I'm going to use my term and say that Brandon Sproat's going to start. It's just a matter of when. I mean, he wouldn't say that if it weren't a real possibility.
Yeah, I would agree.
Now, the reason maybe why he's hesitant to say he is going to start is because the Mets haven't definitively named a starter for Sunday. Mm-hmm. We know about Peterson Friday, yep. Tong on Saturday. Andy writes that it's possible that Nolan McClain starts on Sunday, with Manaea opening the series against the Phillies on Monday. But a Sproat promotion could lead things to be flipped around a little bit. Now, remember, Kodai Senga also factors in here, too. Andy writes, the team's waiting to see if Senga is going to accept the temporary assignment to the minor leagues. So now, with all that being said, mm-hmm. I believe Senga is going to be jettisoned to the minors. He better. They're going to start Sproat on Sunday and then push McClain and Manaea against the Phillies. That's the way that I would do it. That's, I think, what they should do.
That's probably what they want to do. Yeah, you just have to wait for the legality because, unfortunately, legality is not probably the right word, but the consent by Senga to go to the minors. And if he doesn't, that's a horrendous look here. So I know there's pride, and the last thing Senga wants to do is go down to the minors and tweak stuff and work on stuff in the middle of a pennant race here, but you've got to do what you've got to do for the betterment of the team here. I would be stunned if he resists it and does not consent and go down, which would open up the door for, as you laid out, probably, I think it would be, you said Sproat Sunday, and then McClain on Monday.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because do the math. Now, Hoff, maybe you could help me out with this.
What about Manaea, though?
Well, they would push him back against the Phillies as well.
Like into Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the other way, why would you have McClain start Sunday, and you got a four-game series with the Phillies coming up? Like, and I'm not saying you got to go chase the division, but if I want McClain to pitch, I want him to pitch against the Phillies, not against the Reds. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The Reds are all but done.
Oh, forget about the Reds. It's the Giants you guys got to keep an eye on.
That's exactly
Giants
right. Hot. All of a sudden, they're hot four games back. When was McClain's last start here? When was it, BT?
He went 3 days ago. I feel like it was 3 days ago.
I'm forgetting.
It's the Detroit game on Monday.
On Monday, Labor Day. Days ago. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it would be his normal day on Sunday to pitch. Mm-hmm. So then in that factor, but then now you're going to call up. Let's just say that they do have McClain pitch his normal day Sunday.
Yep.
You're going to have Sproat come up against the Phillies. Like, I would not do that.
Think about where they threw McClain out. They threw him against the Braves down in Atlanta. They threw him early on against the Phillies.
Hoff screwed that up right there. Tuesday.
I did, yes.
That's okay. So that does change things. Because I didn't think that was right, McClain on his normal day. Then it wouldn't be a conversation. So if McClain pitched Tuesday, right, Hoff, Tuesday night.
Then Sunday would be regular rest.
No.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, fifth day would be Sunday. If he pitched Tuesday.
It would be regular rest. Now I screwed up.
We know. You don't want to see Senga, and you really don't want to see Manaea.
Yeah, so Sunday would be the normal day.
Screw that up.
I would push McClain back against the Phillies.
To face the Phillies.
And Manaea, give him even extra rest, push him back against the Phillies.
Okay.
And then I would bring up Sproat to have him make the start on Sunday.
Against the Reds.
In Senga's spot. But wasn't Sunday Senga's spot? That's why I'm confused with this whole thing. So where are we getting on normal rest? They were going with the 6-man rotation. Maybe that's
they
part of the
they were kicking that around as well. I mean, listen, we don't have great clarities. That's why it's a little confusing.
Yeah.
We could sit here and speculate this guy might throw here and this guy's up for that day and maybe you push back Manaea.
Was it Manaea who pitched Monday then?
Until Senga tells the Mets, I'm good going to the minors, then these are just plans that could be thrown into the incinerator fast.
Either way, the report is basically that Sproat is...
Yeah, he's going to join the party.
Yeah, some point. And once he does, then it becomes eligible for the postseason as well.
There you go.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the Yankees. Vinny is calling from Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Vin.
What's going on, boys? Good to talk to you.
How are you, Vin?
Thanks, pal.
Good. So real quick, before I get to my couple of points, did I hear you guys mention that the umpire last night is a Boston Red Sox fan?
Well, unless he just has a Red Sox shirt and he just walks into bars and puts his arm around guys in Red Sox jerseys, then yeah, he's a Red Sox fan because we all saw the picture floating around.
If that's the case,
yeah,
that can't happen. Major League Baseball has to figure out a way to make sure if you have a fandom, you're not either umpiring in that league or at least in that type of series. That's point number one. Point number two, yeah, the umpiring was atrocious last night, and that pitch to Jazz at the end of the night was a disgrace.
Yep.
But you know what? I definitely, a couple of points. I agree with you. It's the bullpen is very unnerving right now, and it's disappointing because this has been one of the strengths of the Yankees, and it's been a strength of Cashman over the years. I don't blame Cashman for this bullpen totally because everybody was amped about getting Williams. Everybody was amped about getting these guys in the bullpen during the trade deadline. So these guys just are not doing their job, and that's a scary thing. In regards to the teams that they're playing right now, I got to see them go 8-4. Not necessarily because of their psychological makeup on that, but just to kind of let the teams that they're playing know, we're going to see you in the playoffs, guys, and you're not going to own our ass.
You know, Vin. I love it. I really do. I don't agree. And thanks for the call there, Vinny. That's why I'm not. And I didn't do this in the opening segment here. I'm not going to attach an absolute value that will be nice to win every game there and go 11-1 in the 12 games against all these teams. It's not going to happen. I mean, you know, are they going to be 7-5? Yeah, okay, and if they're 7-5 and they lose a couple of very ugly games, is that offset by a couple of very impressive wins? I don't know. Like, we're trying to grade the aesthetics, right, of what these 12 games, you know, really to find an identity for the Yankees, but I don't know that we will. And I say that because let's say these 12 games don't go incredibly well. Well, guess what could change everything on a dime? Game one, wild card, right. Game one, DS, whatever. Schlittler takes the ball, throws a gem, 7 innings, no runs, Yanks up one zip, everything changes. And I'm not trying to talk around their issues. They've got issues. We know that. We've talked about it all year. I'm just not as hung up as Vinny, and I'm sure as some others, as having to win 9-12, 10-12. Let's see. Tonight.
They're getting in the playoffs regardless, so it doesn't matter. I do think it's a good test to see. You know, Boone has said of himself, we're a different team right now than we were when we faced Toronto or Boston last.
Which is true because McMahon's at third base and they hit a lot of ground balls there.
Well, not just that, but also getting healthier, having Giancarlo Stanton be a big part of the lineup, having Stanton and Judge potentially in the lineup at the same time. Yankees play much better baseball.
No question, but Toronto had a lot of soft singles that, yep. They like at third base, like McMahon is a rock star fielding. He really, that changes a lot. So, but keep going.
Yeah, well, no. So they were a different team. I want to see how they play against Toronto this time because if they get beat this time, then it's like, well, now what? Now, does that mean that they definitively couldn't beat Toronto in the postseason? Absolutely not. But I am curious to see. For me, it's the one last measuring stick left in the regular season. If they lose the series, if they win the series, it's not really going to change my opinion big picture. Mm-hmm. But I do want to see what this team's made of, how they play against two teams in Toronto and Boston who have dominated them this regular season.
Understood. You know, I do get it. And the Red Sox, that's where it started up in Fenway going back
June
a few
13th,
months.
That weekend.
Yeah. Look at them, those the exact date.
Well, because that's, it's both the Mets and the Yankees. That's how I know. It's remarkable that both those teams, they've been mirroring each other. Even now, the Yankees back up, the Mets back up.
Yeah, like, we came in and I wasn't overly concerned with that because I hadn't seen any sort of evidence that the Yankees were sloppy on the bases and they were a better defensive team, at least for the first up until June 13th. And that changed a lot, you know, certainly who I thought they were. But, you know, last night with Will Warren, you know, he was very good early in the year, a lot of strikeouts, and I believe he could be, and he was good last night, and I believe he could be really good down the road. I'm less concerned. Like, in my own mind, I'm almost like, I kind of expected Will to get knocked around a little bit, and he didn't. So that's why it's even more frustrating. Like, if Will Warren would have given up 5 runs and 4 2/3 and walked 3 guys, and the Yankees were losing 6-4 when he left the game, I could accept that because Will Warren's not going to get a start in the playoffs here. But the way that they lost, those guys who blew up from the bullpen will be pitching the postseason, and that's not a great thing right now.